You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. Major federal funding for broadband expansion will connect rural communities in Washington and Idaho. And WPB's correspondents Lauren Patterson and Lauren Gallup report.
In the panhandle of North Idaho, engineer Brian Hansen works from his rural home. He recently bought 3 acres at the base of Schweitzer Mountain outside Sandpoint.
I am relocating my Starlink satellite dish from the roof of my house to the side of my house. There's a peak up here where it will give me good clear shot of the sky so I can hopefully have better connection to more satellites.
Starlink works by sending radio signals from ground stations into space and beaming internet data back to satellites on Earth. To work remotely in the woods, Hansen needs internet, but there are few options in this remote area. But more options are on the way. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, passed in November 2021, created a new set of programs under the idea of Internet for All.
What we are doing as a part of that set of programs is ensuring that every single home and business in the United States and the 6 territories has access to a high-quality, affordable, reliable internet connection.
That's Evan Feynman, Director of Broadband Equity Access and Development for the nation. Feynman says the first moves in federal funding is sending all 50 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico initial funds to help them plan for how to build high-speed internet infrastructure. Idaho State Broadband Program Manager Ramon Hobney Sanchez says the state is setting aside funds for projects that don't meet eligibility for federal funds. North Central Idaho already has been identified as a place to expand broadband.
From Moscow, Idaho, all the way down to Lewiston, Grangeville, and south to Star, Idaho. So about 300 miles of continuous infrastructure that then local communities and entities will be able to tap into.
One of the big goals of the project is to have each state update the FCC map of internet coverage to see where the biggest needs for broadband are. Lauren Gallup is over on Washington's west side.
If you look at the FCC's mapping of internet connectivity for Washington, it seems like every home has internet. But that's not true, says Nate Nearing. He's a Snohomish County Council member for District 1.
The way they do it is they take every zip code, and if there's just one home in the entire zip code that has some sort of internet, even if it's not great, they consider that to be reliable for the entire zip code. So it shows all of our state is reliable. Of course, that's not the case.
Nearing is on Snohomish County's Broadband Action Team, which was formed to make sure every home and business in the county has fast, reliable internet. Marvin Hume has lived in his home in rural Pierce County for over 40 years.
We live in a strange place where we're kind of cut off from everything. So we're kind of in a little corner where there's not a lot of people.
Hume says that living in an area without a dense population, there's not much incentive for internet service providers to build out infrastructure. He gets 12 megabits per second through CenturyLink. The definition of high-speed internet is at least 25 megabits. Some Washington residents have turned to Starlink for coverage, but chairman of the Macaw tribe, Timothy Green, says the price for that service keeps increasing, and wait lists to get connected are long.
Some people have been on that waiting list for over a year with Starlink.
Washington State began the planning phase of the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Action Plan this January. Funds for both states will be allocated by June 30th. Approved broadband projects are likely to begin in the first half of 2024. Reporting from Washington, I'm Lauren Gallup.
And reporting in Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.